T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Paul back with you. Jura will be back with us Monday on the air. And if she feels up for it, hopefully she'll call in this week. I'm trying to give her some space, let her have a real vacation, not worry about us bugging her every day at 4:07. As much as we like to hear her voice, but she's down in Cabo San Lucas and hopefully having a good week with Mark. I still can't call him handsome husband. Is that a character defect, DJ? Do you call him handsome husband?
No, he's not my husband. Why would I call him a husband?
I know, but some listeners know him as handsome husband.
No.
I think he's proud of that moniker.
Well, I would be too.
It's a pretty good slogan. Yeah. All right. My youngest son, about to get out of the Navy, wants to move back to Minnesota from Washington, D.C. He's in the Middle East right now, and he hopes to come home. He was born here. This is home. Misses the cabin, I think, more than he misses us. But he's having a heck of a time trying to find a home, and he's not alone. The housing shortage in the Twin Cities, the worst in the nation. Even worse than places like L.A., Seattle, Denver, Austin, Texas. Last year, only 4.6% of all for-sale and rental housing in the metro was vacant, according to a new analysis of the nation's 56 largest metro areas by the Minnesota Population Center. Joining us to figure out what exactly is going on, how did we get here, is the founding dean of the University of St. Thomas Morrison Family College of Health, Dr. Mai Cao Hung. Professor Hung, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Can you, thanks for coming on and trying to explain this. Is this a function of zoning? Are we still kind of picking up the pieces from the last housing crash back in 2006, 2008? It seems to me like it's not just one thing. It's a convergence of factors. Do you agree? How did we get here?
Yes. Well, I think that we are in the housing market still recovering in terms of gains in real wealth, which who lost a lot during the recession that are still being in recovery. As it relates to the housing market, we just haven't built enough family housing to actually support the economy and the people who are actually wanting to move here, like your son. So construction costs have really gone up. Some of that can be attributed to, obviously, just the shortage of workers and the pandemic during this time period. But the disinvestment in affordable housing and just in family housing generally has been going on for a very long time. We're just seeing, because incomes have gone down, the wreaking havoc that's happening right now in the Twin Cities metropolitan area, in Minnesota in particular.
Dr. Hung, I'm curious. Star Tribune analysis shows that nearly three-quarters of residential land in the 13-county metro is zoned solely for single-family detached homes. Is zoning also part of the equation here in terms of single-family versus, you know, higher-density housing?
Yes, some of it's zoning, some of it is local ordinances very difficult for affordable housing developers and smaller private developers who actually care about creating affordable housing to actually build higher density housing in those areas. So if we were to build housing and could move some of those zoning laws forward to be more progressive, that would help with the crisis that we're actually seeing right now.
So correct me if I'm wrong, it doesn't sound like this is going to alleviate itself anytime soon. I mean, do you think that we're now moving in the right direction? What has to happen in terms of policy, and how do we stimulate the market to create the homes, the housing, rentals, and, you know, purchased homes to get the inventory that we need so that the economy can grow? A lot of concern about how this might impact the economy of the Twin Cities. Do you share those concerns?
Yes, I do. I mean, one of my former roles is as a former chair of the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank, actually. And that was during a time when we were actually recovering from the recession. But I've been part of many task forces looking at affordable housing in Minnesota. Most recently, the state of Minnesota, this was prior to the current administration, putting together really a housing task force to look at what was happening in Minnesota. And so without both the private market, and this would be large employers who care about keeping their workers housed policy, which basically means we need more public money to actually be infused into our system in order to actually build more housing. We're not gonna solve this problem. So there needs to be a response from the private market, and there also needs to be a response from government to actually invest in more affordable housing for the people who are living here. And I think, you know, it does become a strategic imperative economically to have what I would call affordable housing for workers who want to be in Minnesota, because, you know, there, in some ways it's a positive sign that we have a lot of economic activity and growth. It's a negative sign and really not positive for the state of Minnesota if people come here and they have no place to live in order to work for the great companies that we have in Minnesota.
And again, I mean, to me, at first blush, this is not a Republican issue. This is not a Democratic issue, a DFL issue. I mean, this should be bipartisan, right? We need housing to be affordable so that we can hire the people that need to be hired to keep the economy going and growing. Do you sense that this is just another weapon in the culture war, or does there seem to be some grassroots agreement that we need to band together regardless of your politics and come up with solutions?
Yeah. I think this is one that's a no-brainer for me without political lines, actually. People need to live. They need to work. They want to be productive. And so I think that the sooner we get to problem solving, the better across political lines. And I think that there are great strategic moves that we can also make in the state of Minnesota to create a stronger and more vibrant economy. And that's putting capital into the hands of developers, be they private or public, to actually create more affordable housing in Minnesota and family housing. I think denser housing would help. I guess the other thing from a policy perspective is we have in the state of Minnesota a rapidly, aging population, and we need to provide some incentives for rehabilitation, renovation of housing, moving seniors out of single family housing into housing that may be smaller and more readily supported for seniors. So there's a demographic shift, I think, from a public policy and also just a human perspective that we really need to address.
Dr. Mai Khao Hong, we sure appreciate your insight into this, the founding dean at the University of St. Thomas Morrison Family College of Health. Appreciate you joining us on CCO. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.